Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 93, and the whisper menu for tonight includes, for the various view, I'll be talking about a photograph of a day my nephew and I went sledding. In the meta chat, I'll tell you about a new bonus episode. I'll have some Patreon updates. I'll be announcing the winners of the 2 free t-shirts. And I'll also share feedback from Pixie, Christopher, Sean, Dallas, Podman, Laugh Cry, Elizabeth, and Autumn. And I'll finish up this episode with the fade out, which will be the poem Locksley Hall by Alfred Tennyson. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and my Patreon site with extra episodes, videos, and photos is patreon.com/sleepwhispers. On to my whispered ramblings and whispered readings. Tonight's view is about a photograph of a day my nephew and I went sledding, and you can see the photo on my Patreon site, and you don't need to be a patron to see it. You can just go there and it's available for public viewing. In the photo, my nephew is standing at the top or near the top of a snow-covered hill, and he has on a winter jacket and a winter hat and winter gloves. And then the curious thing is, it's what he's holding in the photograph, which is a suitcase. So what is this kid doing standing on a snow-covered hill with a suitcase? Well, it's for sledding, of course. He came to visit me one winter, and we had a big snowstorm. So we obviously wanted to go sledding. And I figured that to save money, we would go to some thrift stores to buy a used sled rather than paying for a brand new sled, which, you know, on the surface is a good idea, except by the time we got to the thrift stores, there weren't any sleds left, of course, because there just was a snowstorm. So, we were a little bit disappointed. So we just wandered around looking for other things that might work well as a sled. And that is when we saw that black suitcase. It was an older style suitcase, you know, no wheels or anything. It was hard, smooth plastic all around, and the corners of the suitcase were very well rounded. It was like heaven opened up and shone a light right on it. Because when I saw it, I thought, oh my goodness, I think that might just work quite well for sledding. And I think it only cost like $5. We got back in the car and drove to this huge hill with lots of kids and parents just already sledding on it. My first thought was that my nephew would just sit on top of this closed suitcase and ride it down the hill by himself. But then it dawned on me, like it probably just dawned on you, is that we could both ride the suitcase if I opened it up. So, there we were at the top of this big hill, and we opened up this huge suitcase, put it on the snow. My nephew sits in the front part, and I sit behind him in the back part. It was like this perfect two-person toboggan. And as we're settling into the suitcase, and my nephew and I are just grinning because we think this is just so amazing. And then we realize that some of the other kids and their parents are staring at us because we just walked up this hill with a suitcase. And then we open it up and we sit inside it. And they're staring at us with this combination of curiosity and I think pity would be the other good word. So we're at the top of the hill, we're sitting in it. I ask him if he's ready, he says yes. Neither of us know if this thing is gonna work. It worked awesome. We got lots of smiles and laughs from the other kids and their parents, and people just enjoyed watching us fly down the mountain in our suitcase. So besides having discovered this amazing sled for $5, which seats two people, the huge upside also is that if it was a real sled, it would be useless most days of the year, except for sledding. But our sled was also a suitcase. So it had a year-round purpose. Anyway, all that to say is never fret about buying a fancy sled. Just go to a thrift store and grab yourself one of those old-timey suitcases, because thrift stores are full of them. Everybody wants the one with wheels and spinners today. And I guess on a deeper philosophical level, don't sweat when plan A doesn't work, because plan B might work just as well and have some hidden upsides. All right. That's all I have to say about that. On to the meta chat. In tonight's meta chat, I'll be telling you about a new bonus episode, Patreon updates, the winners of the Sleep Whispers t-shirts, and sharing feedback from Pixie, Christopher, Sean, Dallas, Barnman, Lapcry, Elizabeth, and Autumn. I created a new bonus episode, and this is only for those who enjoy or may enjoy the sounds of drinking. It is a 42-minute long audio recording of me drinking a beverage. My inspiration for doing this came from the ASMR Sleep Station podcast. In some of the early episodes, the host of that podcast would drink scotch during the episodes. And he would drink the scotch, read from the scotch bottle, and just talk about scotch. And I found it so soothing. If you've recently discovered or started listening to the ASMR Sleep Station podcast, I highly recommend listening to those early episodes so you can hear them talk about scotch, as well as the newest episodes. I don't drink alcohol, so I did my drinking episode with iced tea. I know, I'm so nerdy, straight edge. But to liven it up, I pour the iced tea into a glass with ice cubes in it. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't really liven it up. I don't know, I guess I mean that just adds a little more to it. But not really. Just hearing myself say that, it sounds stupid. Anyway, in the episode, I talk about the iced tea. I tap on the glass bottle for those who enjoy that type of ASMR trigger. I swirl the ice cubes in the iced tea, because I like that sound. And then I also read interesting tidbits from the Wikipedia pages about tea, and the one about iced tea, and also the Wikipedia page about sweet tea. I know that not all of you like the sounds of eating or drinking, so I didn't post the drinking episode on this podcast, so it's available as a bonus episode through my Patreon site. And again, it's really only recommended for those who may enjoy hearing the sounds of someone drinking. I want to thank my new patrons. Thank you to Pixie, Christopher, Jessica, and Sean. And Pixie shared why she decided to support the podcast. And here's what she wrote. I wittered on about what your podcasts mean to me in your survey. So if you wanted to read from my witterings, please do. I'm so sorry that this is all I can afford right now. I may be able to increase it at some point. It's measly in comparison to all I'm learning you do for us. I'll add here my new favorite episode, Last Nights, with you chasing the policeman. I haven't yet seen the photo, but the image sits strongly in my head, possibly because it's exactly what I would have done. I mean, who wouldn't? If I've written all these things in the wrong sections, forgive me. I'm a prize donut. Thank you again. You're one of life's superstars. Thank you for your support and kindness, Pixie. When I was reading that, your statement of "I'm a prize donut" just made me smile. Every time I read that, and I just think about that expression. I've never heard that before, and it's quite funny. I like prizes. I like donuts, so I guess if you're a prize donut, then I definitely like you. And you also submitted some wonderful feedback in your survey. So I'm going to share some more feedback from you later in the episode. Christopher also shared why he became a patron. And here's what he said. Interesting and relaxing podcast. Keep it up. Thank you, Christopher. And don't fall asleep just yet. You know that there is something I'm going to share soon in this episode that will make you smile. Sean also shared why he became a patron. And here's what he said. I enjoy the topics you talk about. I find the Whisperpedia sessions interesting and relaxing. Sean, I agree with you. It may sound silly, but I really enjoy doing the Whisperpedia episodes because I learn something when I put them together. I was going to say that the topics are always interesting to me, but that doesn't make sense because I choose the topic, so I guess I should be choosing topics that are interesting to me. So I guess the thing that happens on top of that is I enjoy how much I learn. And there's been a couple times over the past few weeks where I've been talking to someone and somehow one of those topics was relevant and I just started yammering on about how things survived deep in the sea, or about all the great things that Burning Man Festival has. And people just look at me and they, like, how do you know so much about that topic? And I don't tell them that I did a whisper episode about it. I just keep that to myself, my little secret. And now for the winners of the two Sleep Whispers t-shirts. The first t-shirt was given away to one of my patrons who were already patrons when the contest started. So congratulations to Joanne. And the second t-shirt was given away to anyone who became a new patron after the contest started, or any patron who increased their pledge after the contest started. And congratulations to Christopher. And I've already notified both of them by email, and I hope to have their t-shirts shipped out to them in the next few days. If you didn't win and you are hoping to win one of the t-shirts, you still can buy one if you wanted to. All their shirts are soft and great for sleeping in. I know, because I bought the classic style for myself, which is their lowest priced t-shirt. And I was surprised and pleased at how soft it was. I wouldn't say I've slept in it every night, but I've slept in it many times. And it does feel kind of nerdy when I put on a Sleep Whispers t-shirt and go to bed, but it still makes me smile. I like it. And they also have long sleeve shirts and sweatshirts, and you get a Sleep Whispers mug, a sticker, I don't know, just silly stuff. Anything that you buy that has the Sleep Whispers logo on it will help to support the podcast, so thank you. If you do want to buy a t-shirt or something else, or just look at them to see what they look like, there's a link in the show notes of this episode, and a link on the homepage of my website at sleepwhispers.com. Alright, now for my last bit of Patreon news, is the chance to view a behind the scenes video for all my tier 3 and tier 4 patrons. And this month's winner is JJ. So congratulations, JJ. Let me know which video you'd like to watch. There's the one about how I create an episode. There's the one with all my equipment in it. And there's one which is a video tour of my recording space. And I think you've already seen one or two videos, so just let me know which one is left, which is probably the third one. And also, my monthly whisper raffle winner is Elfie again. So congratulations, Elfie. And we'll get our system worked out for our whisper chat. I've also recently received an email from Dallas, and I'll share what he wrote. Hi, Harris. My name is Dallas, and I've been listening to your podcast every night for almost a year. I've tried to find other ASMR podcasts, but none of them are anything close to yours. Only the ASMR podcast comes close, and that's because you were on it. You've changed my life for the better. As a student with AP classes and worry about school and stress, I don't get very good sleep. But with your podcast, I sleep like a baby every night and can wake up at 5:30 every morning and be on my way. You've changed my life, and I love everything about your podcast. I would recommend doing a reading of mythology, such as the Odyssey or stories like that. I feel they would be perfect with a mix of poetry and story for you. Thank you so much for everything you've done, and never stop doing what you do. You help people. Well, thank you, Dallas. And before I comment, I want to share another email Dallas also sent me. And it was a follow-up to his survey. And I read some of his results in the prior menu episode. So he had forgotten to put some stuff in the survey for relaxation tips. So I want to share those with all of you. So here are the relaxation tips he put in the next email to me. I mentioned a few tips in the survey, but I feel like I forgot to mention some others. So I want to add more to it. Sometimes when I can't fall asleep, I get up and gaze up into the night sky out of my window while keeping the room dark and not turning any lights on. Another thing I can highly recommend to everyone is a sleeping mask. Maybe the first time when you sleep with it, it feels a bit weird, but you'll get used to it. I also think that almost any guided meditation will help, even when not made up specifically for making you fall asleep. And then there's a funny part in Dallas's email where he next explains why the guided meditation I did in the last menu episode didn't help him fall asleep. It's kind of funny. As soon as it began, a mosquito started flying around my head. That completely distracted me. So I almost missed the whole thing, deciding whether I should turn on the lights again and get rid of the mosquito or not. But I fell asleep anyway. Sometime after that, mosquito left alive. And then Dallas also shared some funny moments from a recent episode. I just had to giggle during your t-shirt giveaway section when you pointed out that you won't be giving away your old, worn-out t-shirt. I was like, oh my God, that sounds exactly what maybe a majority of people would elect to wear more likely than a brand new one. A t-shirt that you've been wearing during quite a few hot summer nights. Oh yes. And the eyebrows pinch moment was quite funny too. Dallas, thank you for all your wonderful and enjoyable feedback. I never know how people are going to process or experience, you know, what I'm saying. So, from my side, when I'm reading the guided meditation, my visual is that you are falling deeper and deeper into this lovely sleep. But instead, I love this visual of instead, you've got to get up and chase this mosquito around your room. It just gives me more of a realistic visual of I never know what's really happening for you and other viewers when you're listening to my podcast. And Dallas, stay tuned for a stinky, stanky, dirty Harris t-shirt giveaway. Because if I have that as a giveaway, you better enter, because you may be the only person entering that contest. And I think you mentioned mythology as a potential topic, so thank you. I've added that to my list of potential future Whisperpedia topics. I've also received a couple new reviews. Pardon Man from Canada wrote a review of the podcast for iTunes, Apple Podcasts. And here's what Pardon Man wrote. Harris has a soothing demeanor and wonderful voice that can help you relax and drift off to sleep. His audio quality and attention to detail is second to none. Well done, Harris, and keep up the great work. Pardon Man, you just melted my heart when you mentioned my audio quality, because I'm always trying to make it better. And the silly thing is that I'm never completely satisfied with it. It is my Sisyphean task. Dallas has me making mythology references. I'm always changing my gear, changing my technique, tweaking my software. It's, oh no, and sometimes that I can't even tell, like, that the audio quality is any different. But I keep trying. Someday I'll find audio utopia. Someday. The other new review I received is from a person with the username of Laugh Cry. And this was posted for the United States iTunes Apple Podcast review. And here's what Laugh Cry wrote. Someday, I'll make it all the way through an episode. Harris gets through his introduction and tells me what's on the menu, and then I'm out. It's fantastic to listen to when I'm drowning out the laundry room behind my head and a husband who seems to hate seeing me asleep. Keep it going. I love this show. Thanks for the review, Laugh Cry. Sorry to hear about the laundry room. That sounds like a real nuisance. And again, it makes me realize, because usually when I fall asleep, I do fall asleep in a quiet space. And so I always project my experience onto you. And it's feedback, like from Dallas and from you, that help me visualize that everyone is having a different experience as they're trying to fall asleep. And what challenges you when you're trying to fall asleep is different than me and others, and it helps me be more aware and understanding of the different challenges that people have. So thank you for your iTunes review, and sorry to hear about the laundry room. I've received 3 new survey responses since the last survey update, and they're from Pixie, Elizabeth, and Autumn, and I'll share the parts of the surveys where they have feedback about the podcast, and some of them also have some relaxation tips for you. The first one is from Pixie. Here's her feedback about the podcast. Where have you been my whole life? Where have you been hiding? I decided to load up TuneIn on my new little tablet thingy, and I was adding my favorite sleepy music channel to it. And there, on the recommended section, were your podcasts. I didn't even know what they were, first of all. And when you started talking, you made me jump. I think it says a lot about me that a little whisper of welcome startled me. But before long, I was smiling and breathing and sinking and dozing. I've only listened to 3 episodes. I don't think I'm yet qualified to make suggestions or say much, actually. I'm rambling because I wanted you to know what your podcasts mean to me already. And I've been pondering this today, what it is that I feel so deeply. And I've decided that it's a mixture of very deep-seated memories and insecurities that are somehow resolved momentarily somewhere in my heart when I listen. There is something so intimate and secretive about whispers. And whispers can be negative, can't they? We can be excluded by whispers, haunted by whispers, outside of a group of whispers. But here, we are all part of a happy whisper, inclusive and kind. Here's a topic for your podcasts, perhaps. Misophonia. It's something I struggle with. I will be so irritated and maddened by noise sometimes that I will wail and cry and lock myself in my room with earplugs. So, silence is important, but also being quiet is important to me. It reminds me that people can be more quiet in a world that can be so loud to me in many ways. I'm a songwriter, and people often say that my songs are little bubbles of calm, and that makes me smile a lot, because I know the importance of bubbles of calm, and you are another bubble of calm. And as I get older and older, I warm and move towards these bubbles far, far more. I'm rambling and waffling, but I hope I've got across things I feel. I'm so grateful. Harris the Bubble. Thank you. And here's Pixie's relaxation tip. There's a station called Ambient Sleeping Pill that helps me a lot. And a particular composer called Quash Basket. I know, what a name. I'm not even sure how it's pronounced. Who writes beautiful ambient music. And I like playing Scrabble, just online. But finding words makes me sleepy. Pixie, you have a wonderful way with words. As I was reading your feedback, it felt and flowed like beautiful prose. It was enjoyable to read, and I'm not so good always with words, but you definitely have a talent, and thank you for all your kind words and how thoughtfully you put everything. And you mentioned you're a songwriter, so I bet your songwriting is quite impressive. You are not just a bubble of calm yourself, but a bubble of artful expression. The next new survey feedback was from Elizabeth. And here's her comments about the podcast. I filled out a survey back in September, I think, basically complaining about the missing episodes. When the next episode came out, I was curious to see how you replied to me. You were so kind and gentle with your reply, even going so far as to read a Lewis Carroll poem because I said I loved his work. Life has me down right now. There's a lot going on, and not a lot of it is good. You have no idea how much it means to me that you are kind. When I'm having an extra hard day, and it feels like I can't go on, I listen to the Palace of Humbug episode, and without fail, it makes me feel like I can keep going. I know it may seem silly to say, but this podcast has become one of the main tools I use to cope. I hope to be able to become a contributing donor soon. Thank you, Harris. Elizabeth, your comments were very, very touching and made me feel really good. I really appreciate that you took the time to circle back and share all that with me. Your initial feedback and everyone's feedback is always important and helpful to me. I appreciate it when anyone takes the time to share something with me. So always feel free to share your thoughts and feedback with me, regardless of what it is. It will always help me somehow, and I will appreciate you more for it. So thank you again for sharing feedback with me twice. It's so helpful. And the last new survey feedback is from Autumn, and here's what she shared. Although I don't experience ASMR, I really enjoy ASMR sounds, podcasts, and the like. Sleep Whispers is by far my favorite podcast. I mainly listen to it when I'm at work to help me stay calm and relaxed. I struggle with a mild form of anxiety, and I found this podcast helps me to take my mind off my worries. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, I think you're doing a great job. Thank you, Autumn. I definitely listen to podcasts and ASMR style recordings at night before I fall asleep to get my mind off the day's activities. But you mentioned that you use it during work, and I haven't tried this yet. But I think it's a good idea because if it helps me at night when I fall asleep, maybe it would be. I tend to just put on music, like if I have to focus on getting something done during the day, whether I'm at work or wherever, I will usually put on music, but I haven't tried ASMR recordings or podcasts. So you've given me something to think about. I gotta try that and see if that also works for me. Thank you. Thank you to you all for completing the survey. Now on to the tuck in and the fade out. Tonight's fade out is going to be the poem by Alfred Tennyson titled Locksley Hall. It is about the emotions of a young man who comes back to his childhood home, which is the fictional Locksley Hall. According to Tennyson, the poet who wrote it, he says that the poem represents, quote, young life, its good side, its deficiencies, and its yearnings, end quote. And I guess because poetry is art and art is interpretation, as you listen, you can decide what it means to you. And I didn't necessarily pick this poem for its meaning. I mean, that's going to be up to you to see what you get out of it. But I picked it for its style, the way it's written. I like poems that have a consistent rhythm and also a methodical rhyme. I think that makes for soothing and hypnotic ear-to-ear reading. This poem is sort of long, so I will probably just read a part of it tonight, and then maybe read more of it in a future episode. Alright, now it's time for the tuck-in, followed immediately by the fade-out. If your lights are on, go ahead and turn them off. If you have a mobile device with you and the screen is on, go ahead and turn the screen off and put it aside. Adjust your pillows just the way you like them. Adjust your covers and sheets just the way you like them. Go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can try lying on your side. Perhaps lie on your back. You can also try lying on your front, whichever is the most comfortable for you. Next, relax the muscles in your legs. Allow the muscles in your arms to fully relax. Relax your shoulders. Allow your entire body to melt. Now focus your mind on one good thought from today. something good that happened to you. Or something good that someone did for you. Or something good you did for someone else. This will be the happy thought you will focus on if you find your mind wandering during the fade out. Finally, allow your entire body to fully relax. Focus your mind on that one happy thought. And breathe in and out slowly at a pace that feels relaxing and comfortable for you. Locksley Hall by Alfred Tennyson. Part 1. Comrades, leave me here a little, while as yet 'tis early morn. Leave me here, and when you want me, sound upon the bugle horn. 'Tis the place, and all around it, as of old, the curlews call. Dreary gleams about the moorland flying over Locksley Hall. Locksley Hall, that in the distance overlooks the sandy tracks and the hollow ocean ridges roaring into cataracts. Many a night from yonder ivied casement, ere I went to rest, did I look on great Orion, sloping slowly to the west. Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a swarm of fireflies dangled in a silver braid. Here about the beach I wandered, nourishing a youth sublime with the fairy tales of science and the long result of time. When the centuries behind me, like a fruitful land reposed, when I clung to all the present for the promise that it closed, when I dipped into the future, far as human eye could see, saw the vision of the world and all the wonder that would be. In the spring a fuller crimson comes upon the robin's breast. In the spring the wanton lapwing gets himself another crest. In the spring a livelier iris changes on the burnished dove. In the spring a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love. Then her cheek was pale and thinner than should be for one so young. And her eyes on all my motions with a mute observant tongue. And I said, "My cousin Amy, speak, and speak the truth to me. Trust me, cousin, all the current of my being sets to thee. On her pallid cheek and forehead came a color and a light. As I have seen the rosy red flushing in the northern night. And she turned, her bosom shaken with a sudden storm of sighs. All the spirit deeply dawning in the dark of hazel eyes. Saying, I have hid my feelings, fearing they should do me wrong. Saying, dost thou love me, cousin? Weeping, I have loved thee long. Love took up the glass of time and turned it in his glowing hands. Every moment, lightly shaken, ran itself in golden sands. Love took up the harp of life and smote on all the chords with might. Smote the chord of self that, trembling, passed in music out of sight. Many a morning on the moorland did we hear the copses ring, and her whisper thronged my pulses with the fullness of the spring. Many an evening by the waters did we watch the stately ships, and the spirits rushed together at the touching of the lips. Oh, my cousin, shallow-hearted. Oh, my Amy, mine no more. Oh, the dreary, dreary moorland. Oh, the barren, barren shore. Falser than all fancy fathoms. Falser than all songs have sung. Puppet to a father's threat, and servile to a shrewish tongue. Is it well to wish thee happy, having known me to decline? On a range of lower feelings, and a narrower heart than mine. Yet it shall be, thou shalt lower to his level day by day. What is fine within thee growing coarse to sympathize with clay? As the husband is, the wife is, thou art mated with a clown. And the grossness of his nature will have weight to drag thee down. He will hold thee when his passion shall have spent its novel force. Something better than his dog, a little dearer than his horse. What is this? His eyes are heavy. Think not they are glazed with wine. Go to him. It is thy duty. Kiss him. Take his hand in thine. It may be my lord is weary, that his brain is overwrought. soothe him with thy finer fancies, touch him with thy lighter thought. He will answer to the purpose, easy things to understand. Better thou were dead before me, though I slew thee with my hand. Better thou and I were lying, hidden from the heart's disgrace, rolled in one another's arms, and silent in a last embrace. Cursed be the social wants that sin against the strength of youth. Cursed be the social lies that warp us from the living truth. Cursed be the sickly forms that err from honest nature's rule. Cursed be the gold that gilds the straitened forehead of the fool. Well, 'tis well that I should bluster. Hadst thou less unworthy proved? Would to God, for I had loved thee more than ever wife was loved. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep. Good night. Sleep well.